Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm your soul care guide for this time for you to relax and soak in God's loving promises for your body and your emotions. And you'll learn a practical soul care tip, simple actions you can take to restore God's calm and peace in your emotions and body. What gives you confidence when you are facing a challenge or you're starting something new? How can you become more confident as you step into what God's called you to do or to grow in an area of your life? That's the question we want to answer today. What gives us confidence and helps us grow in confidence? Well, sometimes the world can make you feel small. It can feel like a crowded place, especially with social media or the communities that we belong in. There's a lot of focus on what we can do or what we have to show for our results. And so it can feel as if what we have is very small, and we can feel the many voices that surround us, whether we're a homemaker, we're a career woman, or we're serving God. Whatever it is that you feel God is challenging you to step into something new, there can be many different standards from others in our lives or from the world that makes us feel like we can't measure up. So many different feelings we have of insecurity and inadequacy can stop us. But God has something beautiful. He has promises to guide us and inspire us to move us forward. And that's what I want to share with you. As Brennan Manning has said, define yourself radically as one beloved by God. This is the true self. Every other identity is illusion. Do you feel beloved? There are so many ways that the world measures us, and we often put up a really high standard for ourselves that we can feel stopped. We procrastinate. We can doubt ourselves, we can put ourselves down, or we feel we're continually in a overanalyzing mode. What do you find yourself in? How do you react to situations when you feel uncertain? And what builds your confidence? I'm going to leave you with that question as we step into this time, and you will feel God's peace refill your soul, steadying your heart. And I'm excited that we can share this time together. I'm the author of 4 books on rest, and my latest book is Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's my lifelong journey, growing up with many special challenges. God has shown me time and time again, He can transform my chaos into calm. And I'm sharing 21 different ways in 4 different areas with you in my newest book. Thank you for those of you who have picked up a copy. You've made this book a number one audiobook in meditations on Amazon, as well as the number one Kindle. So I want to thank you. And if you haven't picked up a copy of the book, I encourage you to do so. You can also take a soul care quiz where you can learn which 4 areas of wellness you may be missing the most. That's emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, or social wellness. Go to soulcarequiz.com, soulcarequiz.com, and you'll be able to get a quick assessment. Well, after our word from our sponsors, we're going to enjoy some time to refill our confidence on what God has for you. It's His promise, His truth, that you can hold on to today and moving forward.
Well,
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Sometimes the world can make you feel small. It can feel like such a crowded place. You can doubt yourself with all these different voices that are loud and insistent that you have something to show for who you are and what you had to offer. What you hold in your heart, faith, hope, and love can feel inadequate. As you see what others are offering, you may be tempted to put your hopes and dreams back in your pocket and close the door of your heart to the possibility of who you really are in Christ. Don't listen to those voices. Step closer to the one voice who knows you. Listen to the one who saw you the very moment you were born, when you broke into the world, helpless, eyes shut, fingers balled in trembling fists, lungs blaring with hungry cries. God saw you and loved you completely. You're exactly the way God dreamed of you when He made you lovingly in the secret place. You are still that same beloved. When God looks into the secret places within you, God sees the real you. It was how Jesus might have felt standing at a lake with crowds of people pressing against Him, looking for someone to call friend. As we begin our time together, I want to guide you. Let us go back to a time where Jesus was here, and He's inviting us to step into that scene. Together, we will go through Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Jesus turned from the noise of the crowd, and He noticed something in the distance, two boats floating at the edge, and these boats were empty. Jesus saw. The fishermen were dragging their boats back into the sand. They had given up. They were washing their nets. They worked hard all night, and yet there was no catch. It was there in the middle of their everyday work. Jesus told them what He'd been waiting all His life to say face to face. Come follow Me. Friends, do you feel tired and weary? Perhaps you feel like the fishermen had felt. They had caught nothing. They fished the whole night, and their nets were empty. They were washing their nets. Is there something where you're feeling tired and worn out, and you feel like you're washing your nets? Are your nets feeling empty? Sometimes when we come across a new challenge, we can find our stress levels shooting up. As we analyze, we can procrastinate. And do you find that when you're under stress, you run into more analysis, paralysis, and indecision? Procrastination, it turns out, is closely linked to our mood. When we're stressed or overwhelmed, we procrastinate as a coping strategy. Do you find yourself procrastinating? Well, don't beat yourself up, because it's a very normal coping strategy. We think that if we can wait, we hope that our future selves will be better equipped to tackle a certain task. Well, God's way is very different from the world's ways. Jesus saw that the fishermen were already ready to give up. They were washing their nets, and they had no catch. And yet Jesus chooses us the same way He chose His first confidants, His disciples. And this friendship begins the way falling in love finds us. It comes unexpectedly. The fishermen caught nothing, their nets were empty, but Jesus called them into a miraculous way of filling them with fish. Jesus said, "Go deeper and let down your nets." Friend, what would that mean for you, to go deeper and to let down your nets? That same place where perhaps you've been working hard faithfully, and yet there's so little result or challenges. Jesus says, keep going deeper and let down your nets. God wants us to let down our nets. And this time their nets were filled to overflowing. But I want to point you to something interesting, something very radical that happened next. Jesus called the disciples away from this way of life. Jesus was calling them to leave something they had a lot of experience doing, fishing, right? And instead, Jesus wanted them to say yes to doing something they had no experience doing. He wanted them to follow him. When Jesus calls us to something new, he says, don't be afraid, I will do it with you. Jesus calls us to leave behind our nets of competence and instead experience being the beloved with him. Will you say yes to this new journey? I love Peter, his response. He says, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. That's what happened when he saw that the nets were filling so much that the nets were even breaking because there was so much fish. I think we relate to Peter. We just look at what we're able to do and we feel like it's just not good enough. I'm not good enough, Lord. I don't have enough of what it takes. And this leads me to talk about confidence. I love what Jesus says. Jesus says, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. I will make you fishers of men. I think it's another way where Jesus is saying, what I want is your heart. I see what no one else sees. I'm going to do beautiful things with you and through you. And this is where I want to share with you the disciples' response. It's the response that God wants us to follow and be inspired by. We see this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 20. I want you to notice this. We see that their response was immediately they left their nets. Immediately they left their boats, and then they followed God. Dear friend, this is today's promise, is that God is not looking for us to be adequate. Our confidence comes from him. It's from being with God, knowing that he is with us. Sometimes we want to do our best for God, but God wants to do his best through us. When we constantly look at how adequate we are, whether we have what it takes, whether we're going to fail, this is very discouraging to us because we look at our empty nets, we look at our efforts. But God says, you don't have to feel adequate. I am adequate. I will be your confidence. I will do my best through you. Friend, what is it that you've been longing to do that God is inviting you to continue your work in, or something new he wants you to do? Perhaps you're feeling doubtful. Perhaps you're feeling inadequate. And yet God says, I am still with you. What is that that you are needing more confidence in? Well, today's promise, today's breath prayer, I have two breath prayers from you to help build your confidence and to renew your confidence. The first is from 2 Corinthians verses chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. Our adequacy is from God, who has made us adequate. Such is the confidence. So we're going to breathe in. My adequacy is from God. Breathe out, who made me adequate. Breathe in. My adequacy is from God. Breathe out, who has made me adequate. The second breath prayer is also from 2 Corinthians. It's a wonderful, wonderful book that I'm studying as I prepare a new course for you, how to study the Bible to hear God personally in your life. And as I step into doing this new thing, God is reminding me of what I'm sharing with you, is that I am confident that I can do this because God is adequate. So here's the second breath prayer. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God are yes in Christ. So breathe in, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. You can exhale, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. What is the promise that God has given you? Perhaps at the beginning of something God has called you to, you really were inspired by that promise. Is there a verse that has really helped you through good times and hard times? Reclaim that promise. This is just reminding me of all the times where I felt inadequate, and yet God did something with my small efforts. You know, the story of the 2 fish and 5 loaves. It just came from a child. And so God wants us to be that, beloved. We're to be a child. We just bring him whatever we have, even if we say it's inadequate. How can 2 fish and 5 loaves feed this crowd of 5,000? There's just no way. And yet Jesus says, please just place them in my hands and I will multiply them. So friend, what is that 2 fish, 5 loaves that you feel is so little or inadequate? And yet God says, I value your efforts. I value that you're just available with me and to me. Friend, let's step with confidence into our day. I want to just encourage you to also sign up for my How to Study the Bible to Hear God Personally in Your Life. I'm going to be announcing that soon. I'm working on the sign up page. I'm continuing to step forward. But you can sign up for my newsletter and you'll be the first to hear the news and you can be the first to register. Sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. That's my newsletter and you'll be the first to hear about it. I really want to share this with you because for those of you who have been with me on the journey through all my 4 books, I share about my journey through 12 years of healing from anxiety and panic attacks and worries. And through all this whole journey, it really has been God's word that has steadied me. And now I'm on the other side of healing. I want to share with you what are the techniques and the process to study scripture so that you can hear God personally in your life. You know, we know God's word in our mind. We can study it, analyze it, but we want to move it into our hearts where we can experience God's truth in our lives. We want to experience God's peace and joy and his love in a personal way. And so I want to share with you what that process is and teach you what I have learned. So go ahead and sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe for my newsletter.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Friend, today's Soul Care Challenge, your beloved challenge, is to write down a God affirmation. Now, science shows that self-affirmations make a difference. And as believers, we're going to turn it into God affirmations. Now, we all know that simply saying, I'm fine, doesn't make us fine. It doesn't help us. God just wants us to be honest. Did you know that agreeing with how God sees us when we tell ourselves the truth about our values and strengths, it replenishes the spark in us? Research shows that when people spontaneously reflect on their strengths during the day, even when they're chronically stressed to begin with, their self-affirmations offset the negative effects of stress and acts as a buffer. People who speak self-affirmations experience a boost in energy and creativity, solving problems more easily than those who didn't say them. Today, when something happens to you and you feel stressed, think about what you did well because of Christ in you. Imagine Jesus noticing you now, moving close to you, gently placing his hand on yours to whisper these words, "Beloved, don't be afraid. You don't have to try so hard. Lay down your burdens. Let me take them from you so that you can run free. You are my beloved. Come with me to a new way of living. Say yes. I will set your heart free." Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help me to let go of my empty nets and hold on to you instead. Even though I'm afraid, help me to say yes to you. You are my confidence. I want to follow you wherever you call me to go. I don't want to try so hard anymore. Set my heart free. Amen. Friend, thank you for joining me today. Sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to sign up for my new How to Study the Bible to Hear God Personally course. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And I will see you next time. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.